This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns installed as 9-point underdogs. Week 2, taking on the New Orleans Saints down at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Drew Brees, 70,000 passing yards in his career.
That's all?
That's a lot of passing yards, man. How many yards does Matt Stafford have? He has over 40. He's only 10 years in. Like he might touch it and not really win in the playoffs.
He's just got to hold on to a starting job. What? So everybody's talking about
no one's touching Matt Stafford as a starter.
No, I mean eventually if they struggle, if they go 6-10 this year,
he is the great anomaly. He is the great. I look at that team and they are just they're not even up. They're just like in this abyss, this weird area. Because you know what? It's been so bad with the Browns for a long time. I'll get to Deuce McAllister here in 2 seconds. Sorry, Deuce. I'll get to him in like 2 seconds. I just need to point this out. Could you imagine having a quarterback that does throw for that amount of yards and not being able to get really to the playoffs?
Oh.
Like, it's bad. Like, not.
Because we always think the quarterback is the reason. That's been holding us back.
At least
they have a decent quarterback.
At least we've been able to say, like, once we get this quarterback, you better watch out. We're going to kick your ass. Like, no, it's not always that simple. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Deuce, I apologize. I accidentally said Duke right there because of Duke Johnson. Deuce McAllister joining us on the show. Great running back, former Saint, current radio analyst. Deuce, thanks for joining us this morning.
Fine, no problem at all. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing very, very well. What happened, before we get into this week, how did last week end up the way it did? Because you score 40 points and you have over 400 yards passing with Drew Brees. That should be a win.
That should be a win, but at the same time, you have to go out and execute, I think, in all phases. When you look at it, even with scoring 40 points and having over 400 passing yards, you still had two turnovers as an offense. So you still left a little meat on the bone as far as to be able to go out and say we played perfect or we went out and we did what we wanted to do. Now, there's room for improvement for this group. They just have to make sure that they're doing it in all three phases. I think from a defensive standpoint, there were a lot of players that had their hands dirty in that debacle, you know, to be able to give up. From a defensive standpoint, that yes, they only gave up, 41 because there was a scoop and score. Fumble, but defensively, as much talent as they have, there's no way that they should give up that amount of yards the way that they did.
Deuce McAllister joining us on the hotline. We heard about all the additions to the defense and this team and that they would be more balanced this year. We already know about Cameron Jordan, what a stud he was last year on the defensive line. So how surprising was what went on, especially considering the quarterback you guys were going up against?
I think it was surprising for a lot of different reasons because not only were you not able to generate pressure, and look, we know teams are going to double cam. He's going to at times get triple teams, and that's why other guys have to be able to win their one-on-one battles. And you know, whether you're talking about Davenport, whether you're talking about Okafor, even Sheldon Rankins, no one was able to get pressure. You know, there were times where they were close, but they were not able to really get pressure and make Fitzpatrick or Fitzgerald uncomfortable as a quarterback. I mean, he was able to even break down the pocket. Guys lost lane integrity. And so that's just things that you can't do. And that's why it was so surprising to see.
Deuce McAllister joining us on the show. What do you guys think of the Browns?
Very, very talented team. Very talented team. If they're a team that hangs around, they're going to win a game. You know, and it may be this weekend. When you go back and look at it, you know, the Saints have not matched up with this team. Period. I mean, they're 4-13 against the Browns overall. The Browns have won the last two games against this team. So they are a very, very talented team. And I think the one thing when you look at Hugh, he's trying to change the culture of guys just believing that they can win and believing that, hey, look, we have the talent. We can compete in this league. And you can see it slowly starting to change. And look, I'm going to tell you, from the defensive standpoint and offensively, there are playmakers all across the board with that team.
Deuce McAllister joining us on the hotline. So we had some struggles in week one with the passing game. Now, part of that was the rain. Part of that was you're going up against
the weather.
The weather and a very difficult Pittsburgh Steelers team that won 13 games a season ago. But obviously the conversation here is if Tyrod plays poorly again, this could be the biggest game of his career. How soon before they go to Baker Mayfield? What have you seen on tape? What are the Saints thinking about when they match up against Tyrod Taylor this week?
Well, first and foremost, you can't let him be a runner. You can't allow him to be a dual threat as far as a runner and a passer, because now, you know, guys can run free. You can only cover for so long, and we know what Landry can do. You know what Josh Gordon can do. You can't allow him to break the pocket down by being a runner and a scrambler. For them, I think they want to make him be a passer. And, you know, at times over his career, not only in Cleveland, but at times he has held the ball too long. And I think that's what they want to make him do, hold on to the football. And so whether Baker Mayfield comes in, I'm not sure. It's really going to be how comfortable they are from an offensive standpoint, whether they make that move. But, you know, for Tyrod Taylor and him, you've got to make him be a passer in the pocket.
You see the Breeze and Baker comparisons?
Yeah, you see it. I mean, I think that the one thing that you see is just him being a competitor. And I think, you know, going back to his college days and him not being afraid to try a throw. You know, sometimes, particularly in this league, that window as far as a guy being open is very small. A lot of quarterbacks won't try to attempt certain throws. He doesn't have that mentality. If he feels like his guy's going to win, he's going to give his guy a chance.
So you've got a front row seat over the years at his starting quarterback that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in Drew Brees. People are forgetting the fact that he's 39. No one's even talking about that when all it is about Tom Brady's age. Why has he been able at his size to be able not just A, to make the throws, but also B, withstand the hits that you get on a weekly basis in the NFL?
I think it's his preparation. It's how he's prepared himself going into a season and then how he takes care of his body throughout the season as well. You know, they limit now that he's up in age, they limit on what he can do on Wednesday. And then they watch how many throws he has. I mean, it's basically all charted. How many throws he has during training camp, OTAs, that whole bit. So the one thing that they want to do is make sure that he's fresh once the season comes. And so on Wednesday throughout the season, they won't allow him to throw. You know, they'll make him take that off day. And I think the biggest thing for him is he is such a competitor. He wants to win, whether it's practice. He wants to win, whether you're talking about some challenge that they've created. Him being the competitor and how he takes care of his body has allowed him to withstand this long. And then the other piece is him understanding and knowing what he wants to do with the football. So there's very few times where he's going to sit and hold a ball because he got tricked. He does a great job of preparing, and so with his preparation, he can go out and play fast.
Have you guys talked much about Myles Garrett this week?
He's a problem. Myles Garrett is a problem. I mean, you know, you knew eventually he would come on. I know that some people kind of got antsy on him because he was banged up and he was hurt, but it looks like the light has fully gone off for him, and he is a problem. You have to know where he's at. I don't care if he's lining up on the right side, the left side, if he's a stand-up joker guy, you have to know where he's at.
Deuce McAllister joining us on the hotline, Super Bowl winner. What is it going to be like noise-wise in that building? Because, you know, when I was growing up, the Saints, you know, the guys in the stands were wearing bags over their heads. And now, obviously, with the teams, especially the teams that you were a part of and a Super Bowl championship at Drew Brees, things have changed down there.
It will be loud, but what I'm interested to see, I want to see if this crowd turns on them. I mean, because if this offense can't have any success early or they give up a couple big plays early, I want to see if that crowd turns on them, and, you know, because they're frustrated. This crowd isn't used to this team losing at home. I mean, you're talking about they're normally going 8-0 or 7-1, 6-2 at worst at home, and so they're looking to have a big party. When they go to that game at home, it's a big party. So I'm interested to see if they don't have any early success, will that crowd kind of turn on them?
The boom?
Yeah, boom, definitely.
They'd really boo the Saints at home with Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those fans, they want excellence. They expect you to go out there and do your job and do it well. So if that offense is struggling or that defense is giving up big plays, yeah, you could hear some boos.
All right, what makes Michael Thomas so special? And I know he had a few drops last week, but he still put up ridiculous numbers. His numbers in the first 2 years as good as anybody who's ever played that position. We saw him at Ohio State, and we saw him help the Buckeyes win a national championship. How is he doing this week after week?
It's how he prepares. I mean, even in a walkthrough, you have to slow Mike down and tell him, hey, look, this is a walkthrough, man. You know, it's just he's a competitor. He wants to prove that, hey, look, there were four others, I think maybe five other receivers taken before him. I mean, because he fell to the second round. And so Mike wants to prove each week that, you know, don't forget about me, and I am one of the elite receivers in the NFL. And even now, even putting up the numbers and doing the things that he's done, people still, you know, may consider him outside of the top five or not maybe necessarily the top 10 receiver because he doesn't have some of the explosive plays. But I call him a bully. I mean, because he wants to bully the defensive backs and the defenders, you know, whenever they try to come up and tackle him. And, you know, you're talking about a guy last week that had 17 targets and he had one drop, but he was able to catch 16 passes, went for 180 yards, a touchdown, probably should have been two touchdowns. But, I mean, it's just been phenomenal to watch him and go out and work week in and week out.
As you've gotten, and we're talking to Deuce McAllister, who obviously covers the Saints, played with the Saints, Super Bowl champion. Over the years, you've gotten a chance to watch Drew Brees, unlike most. Where would you put him all time? Because he's kind of criminally underrated. I thought he was underrated even when he was in the Big Ten at Purdue. Where do you put him all time?
I'm unsure. I think, you know, once the story is written, then we'll go back and look at it. Obviously, we know the game has changed from the day of Elway and Marino and some of those quarterbacks. But when even you know, you talk about Montana and Young, the game has changed. So he would have to be compared in this era with Peyton and Brady and Eli as well as Aaron Rodgers. I think he wants to write his final story. And I think for him, if he could write it with another Super Bowl win, then that will maybe solidify and bump it up right now. Right now, I think people say, yeah, he's a good quarterback, but they didn't win enough. And then you go back and look at some of the defenses that he had on his side. That kind of explains why you didn't win enough. You were good at times, and then a lot of times you just weren't very good on the back end or defensive.
Deuce, did you ever have a tie as a player?
Did I have a
tie? Did you ever tie?
No, I never tied. Never tied. It's always interesting when they allow a game to end in a tie. You know, you always say, hey, look, you play to win. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. But to tie, not a fan of that.
Emmanuel Agba admitted yesterday that there were guys in the locker room that didn't know you could tie. Now, they're a young football team. They're just coming out. A lot of them have just come out of college here over the last couple of years. Did you know, were there guys back then who didn't know you couldn't tie in games? Because there were ties during the seasons of other games, obviously, wins, not ones that you played in while you played.
Well, I knew that games could end in a tie. I think the famous quote or the famous line was Donovan McNabb that was in that same boat. And, you know, he was under the thought process that the game had to end in a certain way. The only way that we know that you have the sudden death if it's playoff. So if you in that quarter, that overtime quarter, still tied up, you have to continue to play. I mean, regular season games, yes, you can end on a tie.
Deuce, we thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the time on Sunday, and hopefully all the very best for you for the rest of the season, friend.
No problem. Thank you so much. And I think you guys, Jonathan Wells, isn't he going to be added to the program as well?
Oh, he was on already. He fired everybody up.
Yeah, why? Well,
tell him congratulations and I know Jonathan, and I'm definitely happy to have him a part of the Intercom team.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Deuce. We will let him know. All the best, buddy.
No problem. Thank you.
Deuce McAllister joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Even all the way down there, they heard about Jonathan Wells today on the show.
It was the second time on air he's threatening callers. I got smoke for all of you.
callers were not. We had one that was none too happy with him, but Jonathan took it all in stride. The Drew Brees stuff.
Yeah.
Because you talked about how excited you were to see Peyton Manning a few years ago live.
Yeah.
I know this game's on the road, but what kind of appreciation do you have for Drew Brees? Because we never talk about him. We never mention him like Aaron Rodgers and like Tom Brady.
I think that's why. Because he was taken. His story's different because he was a second round pick. And I liked him because obviously from where we're from, we do watch a lot of Big Ten football. We watch more than others. He was playing for Joe Tiller back at the time. He's what really got that program going in the right direction. Purdue has had, I know it's not been an overwhelmingly incredible history with quarterbacks, but they've had a pretty good history with quarterbacks at Purdue. So he came out of that lineage, and I remember being a kid going, you got to get Drew Brees. Someone's got to find a way to get Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is going to be a good quarterback. And then he got in the second round, and I'm a kid. I don't know any better. And he starts off, and it's rough, and your buddies are making fun of you, and then he starts to put it on once Phillip Rivers gets drafted, and then you got a problem. So, yeah, I followed him. Now, I don't have the admiration for him as a kid that I had for Peyton Manning. Like, when I went into the tunnel to fanboy it up to see Peyton Manning live in a uniform, that was an admiration. I was fanboy there because I loved Peyton Manning as a kid. And Tom Brady was the same thing, like, this is an all-time legend. Drew Brees has 70,000 passing yards. He's an all-time legend. And he only has one less Super Bowl than Peyton Manning. I think it's an interesting study that some guys are just, he's still an incredible quarterback, but I don't think you put him in the category of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
I also don't know how to compare. He's somebody who has actually gone through different eras.
Yeah.
But, like, I always thought that I thought Elway on worse teams to go to all those Super Bowls and the clutch moments, I always thought he, to me, was just a smidge ahead of Joe Montana. But now, the way the game is all passing on every down, I have no idea how to compare those guys to Tom Brady right now. I just don't know. And Drew Brees, I mean, he, by the end of this season, will be the all-time passing leader. But I don't know what to do with that information, considering all the yards amassed over the last 5 years, the way the game has changed, and the way you can't touch quarterbacks, and the way you can't touch receivers.
I don't know. You look at Drew Brees, you say he's a great quarterback, and he's one of the greatest to play the game, but I don't know if he's in that upper echelon. Like, he's one of the best of this generation, but you and I have said a million times, there's Tom Brady, and then there's I think Aaron Rodgers is held second, and then there's everybody else.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.